Members of the House Judiciary Committee held a public hearing Saturday for three bills that, if passed, could send a number of West Virginia delegates to Washington, D.C. to try and amend the Constitution on budget-related charges.
There'll be 3 minutes allocated to the speaker. If you'll notice at the podium, there's a box with a red light on it.
House Judiciary Chairman John Schott explained the rules of Saturday's public hearing to the 14 speakers in attendance there to discuss three proposals lawmakers will explore in the coming days. The first, House Concurrent Resolution 36, would add West Virginia to the list of states applying for an Article 5 Convention of States to amend the U.S. Constitution. Similar to a resolution approved in the state Senate last year, the convention would focus on amending the federal Constitution to require Congress to balance the nation's budget each year, except in times of a national emergency. House Bills 2424 and 4449 were also on the public hearing's agenda. The bills provide the procedure for picking delegates to represent the state at such a convention and limiting the convention to the balanced budget amendment. 34 states would have to approve similar resolutions in order to actually call the Convention of States. Out of the 14 speakers Saturday, 9 were against the measure and 5 spoke in favor, including Donna Holstein.
The founders knew the federal government might one day become drunk with the abuses of power, and they gave us a tool to fix it. The tool is Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. Washington, D.C. is broke. The federal government is spending this country into the ground. We cannot trust those in power to fix it on their own. They have proven time and time again they are not up to the task. A balanced budget amendment must be added to the U.S. Constitution. 49 states have it, including West Virginia, and our federal government needs it. We must force our federal government to rein in spending now.
Charlie Spencer of Boone County is a volunteer with the Convention of States, a national lobbying group supporting the cause.
During the Constitutional Convention, George Mason thought it prudent to bring up the possibility of the states calling for a convention because they had already approved the possibility of Congress proposing amendments, but he as their founders were genius, they looked into the future and they saw even republics, especially democracies, become tyrannical over time. And unless the people, through their local representation, had the ability to change amendment, to propose amendments, none would be passed or none would be proposed that would limit the federal government.
Helen Gibbons is a representative for the League of Women Voters, and she spoke against the bill, asking lawmakers to be cautious.
A balanced budget requirement is a recipe for making recessions more frequent, longer, and deeper, while requiring severe cuts to vital programs, including Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, and many other programs Americans count on. A responsible deficit reduction plan must embrace both spending cuts and new revenues.
Eli Bomwell is the policy director for the American Civil Liberties Union of West Virginia. He also spoke against the bills, saying it has the potential to get out of control.
There is no constitutional provision, there's no federal law that leads us to believe that a constitutional convention under Article 5 can be limited to a single issue. Nor is there any reason to believe that a state can pass laws that limit delegates to a single issue, that these laws would be enforceable. The fact of the matter is that the Constitution is very vague on how this procedure works. Courts would necessarily be involved in working out the mechanics and determining what, if any, limitations on a convention could be created and could be enforced.
House Judiciary Chairman John Schott says he's astonished at the country's level of debt, and an Article 5 Convention of States could be one option to rein in government spending.
In concept, I think it makes a lot of sense. As with most things, a lot depends on how it's implemented and what kind of protections you have, because I don't think anybody would want a wide-open, runaway-type convention where, for instance, the Bill of Rights could be changed. We'll consider those issues when it's put on the agenda in the committee and determine what, if any, action as a committee we want to recommend to the full House.
The Senate Judiciary Committee also took up a Convention of States bill Saturday. Chairman Schott, however, is unsure how soon his committee will take up the three proposals. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.